forget you. Not fun.
We happen to be in a very good spot for cruises in this area, right? Because you can go to, there are cruises that leave out of Baltimore, out of Philadelphia.
Yes. Baltimore is more of a Zmara, a couple of other luxury companies.
Right.
And it does take an extra day because you're traveling through the Chesapeake to get out.
Okay.
And you got the shipping lanes of the Chesapeake with the, you know, along that area.
Right.
Because you got the military and you've got the local cargo coming in and out of the Chesapeake.
Okay.
Dealing with Baltimore, you know?
Right.
They try to accommodate and they try to work in that schedule because they got it down to a system, trust me, you know? Bayonne and New York. Fantastic.
There's been some in Philadelphia too, right?
For a day or two, then you better be on a boat that's got a lot of things for you to do.
Yeah.
If you're just here to veg out and have a drink and sit out and enjoy yourself, go for it. But do it when the weather's good.
Yep.
You know, because traveling out of New York in the wintertime is not fun.
No.
It's cold.
And you can even go as far as up as Boston, right? There's some.
Oh, yeah, you can go to Boston to pick up a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No problem. And there are ships that travel the Canadian part. Remember we were talking about that? You don't just have to go in the fall time to see the leaves. There's maritime ships traveling all over the lakes, all around the end of Canada.
Right.
From Boston.
Nice.
There's a company, family company called Blount, very small. And in the summer months and in the winter months, they are all over the Caribbean and the East Coast.
Nice.
And they only have 100 people on the ship. That's it.
That's great.
Yeah, so you can really book a nice family reunion on this little company. It's no thrills, and they really go to locations where the big ships don't go.
Yep. It's funny, just to give you some just to give some comparison to the treatment you get on a cruise versus going on a plane, right? So you go to a cruise, you go through the same rigmarole to get through the TSA and check your baggage and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, security.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right. Hey, hello out there. It's Talented People again. I feel like I've been living in the Hunterdon Chamber radio station for the last couple weeks. We've been doing extra episodes featuring the Women's Business Summit that's coming up next Tuesday, and then also having our shows, which we appreciate so much your support of. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we are in studio again for Talented People. I want to give you an update on the weather forecast, as I always do, in the afternoon of April 19th. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly after 8 p.m., cloudy with a low of 49. Thursday, chance of showers before 2 p.m., patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high of 70. Thursday night, chance of showers again, thunderstorms before 11 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 11 and 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms until 2 a.m., cloudy with a low of 54. Friday is going to be a chance of showers before noon, but gradual clearing with a high of 77 and then partly cloudy with a low of 45 on Friday night, partly sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 63, and then just a little chance, well, 40% of precipitation on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 44. Rain likely on Sunday after 8 in the morning, cloudy with a high of 55, and then continuing on with a low of 44. So my guest in studio today in her palace, her castle, is the Laura Cummins, the leading lady of Hunterdon County. I spent a lot of time with Bart, so I'm picking up his words, but I want you to know I am so grateful and fortunate to have Laura Cummins in the studio today talking about some of the events that she organizes here on behalf of the Chamber, and we're going to be right back, so stay with us to learn about them. Thanks for listening in.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. This is an actual normal episode of Talented People. We've been so busy lately. Laura Cummins, who works here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, she is the leading lady of Hunterdon. She makes everything happen with all of these events that they have going on. If you're not a member and you're a business, you're missing out, because all of this is like in this perfect outsourced place where they take care of all the details, and then you just get to reward yourself by being a member and getting to know everyone that Laura looks out for personally, and so does Chris Phelan, the president. So anyway, thanks for listening in. It is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and Laura Cummins, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. And before we get started, I just want to give you and Colleen both an amazing shout out at Mariah Media. Yeah. You have done a great job with supporting us, especially with this particular event, the summit, with helping with the marketing and promotion and getting that word out. So thank you for coming in for your special segments of Talented People. I'm very grateful and very appreciative of you giving your extra time, which I know is very limited because you give so much to your clients. And again, we're just very grateful. So thank you.
Oh my goodness, Laura, that is so thoughtful of you to say. I will tell you that it has been my absolute pleasure over the last month and a half, like just getting to know the presenters and some of, you know, your keynote speakers and having them on special episodes, Talented People, because what you've put together is amazing. So believe me, it's just meeting these women and understanding what they do and considering their expertise on stuff, learning about it and sharing it with everyone is absolutely our pleasure.
I think it's just really surreal because I can't believe that a year has already gone by, because we did the same exact thing last year for the 7th Women's Business Summit, and we had everybody in the studio. And, you know, I think when you see the final end product, you don't realize all of the work that's involved with, you know, not only selecting your speakers, but also coordinating, getting them in here in the studio so they can have some air time, and then also all the other marketing and promotion that we do for just this one particular event, the summit.
Right.
And as you were saying, and as you were saying earlier, like, there are so many other events that we have going on simultaneously. Now, obviously, the summit is probably one of our biggest events here at the Chamber, but we do have other smaller events that do take place weekly and monthly on top of everything else that we do. So
I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I don't think anyone could do it better. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and it's like amazing what you've done. I know that, like what you say, just the planning involved, making sure that each of your, you know, women leaders that are doing their breakout sessions or keynote sessions or introductions, they have to have kind of like a universal fit to all of the women and leaders themselves that come to this event.
Yeah, you're right. And there's definitely a lot of thought that goes into the coordination of the event. And I can take responsibility, but I got to be really honest with you. We have an amazing committee that puts together not only the Women's Business Summit, but also the Lunch and Learns that we do on a quarterly basis as well. So it all starts typically like in October, where we sit down and we start figuring out the theme for the summit for the following year, the speakers, and as well as a theme for our whole entire year. So last year it was communication, connections, and community, whereas this year it's moving women forward in business. So I just want to give a major shout out to the Women's Business Forum Committee. Without them, this would not be possible. It's definitely their creativity, their organizational skills, and also their outreach as individuals to their network to help build the attendees that come to not only the summit, but also to our Lunch and Learns as well. So big shout out to Rena Kamens of College Career and Life LLC. She is our chair. Also Michelle Heidi, she's a partner at Pat and Heidi and Associates. We also have Colleen Durer, who is from Family Promise of Hunterdon County. She is their development director. We also have Lauren Woods Esquire, and she is an associate at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. They're based out of Princeton, but she lives here in Hunterdon County, and being a part of the chamber is her outreach, which is outstanding. And she's a light to our committee because Lauren definitely brings a great perspective. She's one of our younger members. So, you know, you get the Generation Xers and their perspective, and then here you have Lauren, who's a millennial, and she brings a different outlook, a different perspective to the committee, which is absolutely
invaluable. Oh,
it really
I can't
is.
Imagine. Yeah, because that's what I keep searching for all this last couple months, is that intersection of the millennials and the communication and everything about moving women forward. So you've got both sides of the game. So, oh my goodness.
It's great because...
And how wonderful to be a young participant.
It is. And she... It's like when she says certain things during our meetings, we're like, wow, like, why didn't we think of that? Like, that's awesome. You
Can
know?
You stream like, those down the road? Like, I mean, really, that is interesting. I know there's some strategy stuff that you have to keep, you know, while you're not, you know, sharing, but that does seem like something that would be fun to be able to watch as one of your meetings when you're ready to present it out.
You know, I think what I like most about our meetings is that there's a high level of cohesiveness. Mm-hmm. We all get along very well. Even if we disagree, we handle it in such a professional manner, which is, it's very refreshing.
It's just totally refreshing. That's exactly what I'm thinking right now, is like, I want to hear more about that, because that's all that goes in the bucket of women leadership, women moving forward. Everybody just kind of acts like we're all out to get each other, and that's just so not the case in my world.
It's not.
So it's nice to hear it from you.
At least with the committee. And I just want to make sure I
go for it.
Read off the rest of our committee members here, because I think it's really important that they get proper acknowledgement. So,
I agree.
So Gina Clients from Digital Arts Creative, she's another millennial that has just recently joined us. And wow, talk about an outstanding level of creativity. So it's great to have Gina. And Gina and her team at Digital Arts actually are the event branding sponsor of the summit. So they've helped us put together our postcards and also our program booklet as well, which has been an extreme help not only me, but also the committee as a whole. Dawn Hartfelder, she handles community outreach and job development at Norwest CAP. Tony Clark, who works with Michelle Heidi. Tony is a paraplanner, and she has great organizational skills as well. And then we also have Linda Quartuccio. She is the owner of Vision Quest Auto Glass, and again, another great addition to our committee. So everybody has different backgrounds, everybody has different experiences, but what we bring collectively to the table, I got to tell you, it's pretty outstanding. And my main objective as far as part of the committee is to be a facilitator, to sit back and really just watch the committee put together not only the summit, but our lunch and learn events as well. So I get to see all of the activity and how everyone interacts with one another. And it's very uplifting and it's very inspiring. And again, kind of going back to the fact that there is that cohesiveness and everybody does work great with one another.
Well, I think it's interesting that you and I were talking before about some of your skills and some of the things that you like to do and what you do. One of the things you said is that you're kind of like a strategic person. You like to learn the process and then make it better every year. So what you've just described is to see the cohesiveness and be part of this. And you're also very, very much a part of it because you're the one saying, hey, we need to get some publicity. Let's let these ladies on the radio organize what the presenters are doing and stuff. So you give you back a lot of credit. And at the same time, the way that you are, which I really, really love, is that you are able to kind of stand back a little bit, not take over, let these people all together come to some solutions and some options, and then you're able to go back and cross the T and say, let's make sure we got this done, and let me give you the resources that you need to make sure that you guys are doing everything that you can to be successful.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I think one of the main things that have contributed to that as far as my career is just a couple of the businesses that I have operated over the years. And I had the great fortune of running two major businesses, one in West New York and one in Princeton, and I had close to a team of 50 people.
That's incredible.
So when you have a team of 50 people and you're divided between two different locations that have a major distance between one
another. Were you the boss?
Yes, I was director.
Wow.
And so
doesn't surprise me at all.
Communication is crucial. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one thing that we have very strong within this committee is a high level of communication. But taking that experience of running two locations, having a team of 50 people, you have to communicate, you have to delegate, and you have to be on top of the details. So another past experience that I had, another job that I had, was I worked for a French company for 8 years. And you know the French, anything that they do, there is a method, there is a system, there is the attention to detail. And I had another great boss who instilled that within all of us. And he had very high expectations. So if you work for a company for 8 years, guess what? That method, that approach to business is going to become part of your
standard
DNA.
Operating procedure, yeah.
It's going to become a part of your DNA. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that you're going to shake when you go and you take on a different position. If anything, you're going to take those experiences and the positive experiences and integrate them into your day-to-day.
How fortunate are you that you have that, and how fortunate are we that you brought that to all of us? Very
neat.
It's time for a break. Hold on. This is Talented People. It is 3:19. We're running about 4 minutes behind our break, actually, but it was worth listening to because our guest here in studio, Laura Cummins, is actually sharing a little bit about herself, which I'm so excited that you guys get to witness with me. So stay with us. We've got a lot to talk about, lots going on with the chamber. She's the one who's doing all of the paddling, so they would say, underneath the water is that beautiful duck that no one knows is working so hard. And then she's as beautiful as that. So we will be right back, and stay with us on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for listening.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, welcome back to the show here. We're having so much fun, actually. I wish you guys could listen in on our private conversations during the break. They're so interesting on Talented People here. I'm talking to Laura Cummins, who is really the lady of Hunterdon County. She's the woman who runs pretty much everything going on at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce buildings, the events, making sure everything's going on that Chris Phelan, the president, needs done. And, you know, her history she was just sharing with us has got, you know, managing over 50 employees, different locations, Princeton. I mean, a lot of responsibility. And then you come over here, and now there's, how many members do you have here in the chamber, by the way?
We presently have over 600 members at the chamber, but that's not including all of their employees.
Right.
So we're talking about 1,300 in total.
It's like a tribe. And everyone is just, there's committees and there's people who are interested in doing this and doing that and supporting the nonprofits and supporting the business leaders and having the leads meetings. And it's a really small, it's a small world, isn't it?
You know, it's funny, you know, Hunterdon County is, there's so many wonderful qualities to our county. And I think even a lot of people don't realize how much we have going on here. There's so many like little nooks and crannies that people are not even aware of.
Tell some.
You know, just the manufacturing that we have that goes on in our county, just the different businesses, whether it's service-based, retail-based, it's just extraordinary. I mean, we have ExxonMobil here. They have a research and development center. We have some medical device companies that create packaging not only for companies here in the United States, but also internationally as well. So Hunterdon County may be a little corner of New Jersey, a segment of the United States, but we really have an international flair here, which is, it's just unbelievable. And I get to see it and I get to experience it, obviously being here
every day,
an employee at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, so, and a management person with a lot of the guiding and leading and making sure that every member, one thing I always say about the Chamber, the best investment our company has ever made was joining the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce by far, years and years over, because it's like the minute that we become part of the family here, people talk about networking and so on. Some people are awkward with networking.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you guys have taken that whole thing away. It doesn't really matter. When you're a member, you're kind of like under the umbrella of people like you guys looking out for us, sending over business our way, introducing us where we would not have known these people and love them. And yeah. I'm here way too often. I was going to actually walk in today and go, honey, I'm home. Because the doorbell
rang. Well, considering how many times you've been here.
Yeah, and I feel like it's home here. And I feel like it's home because of the way you guys all treat everyone here. So let's, like, again, thank you for everything for the Chamber and make sure everybody knows.
Absolutely.
And let's talk a little bit about the upcoming Women's Summit and what people need to know about some of the events that you've got going on.
Absolutely. So one of the main things that we have going on for our summit is, again, our theme, our focus is moving women forward in business. So we're going to jumpstart the day after our breakfast and registration. At 8:30, we're going to have our opening session. And the Honorable Donna M. Simon, she's going to be jumpstarting our event. And the main thing that she's going to focus on is, you know, what have we done so far as women in business? So the history, where we are present day, and how we're going to move forward and how we need to support one another and guide one another and mentor one another. And I know with Donna, speaking to her, I know her main focus is that she does not want this conversation to end the day of the summit. She wants to continue this conversation. So she really wants to make sure that everybody who's a part of our summit that day after her presentation is, what can we do collectively together to ensure whether we are a professional, whether we work for a mid-sized to large business here in the county, or whether we're an entrepreneur or even a college student, how can we all work together to make sure that we are moving women forward in business? So
can't wait to hear that.
Very exciting to mm-hmm. hear that, because Donna herself has a pretty amazing background. And if you don't know who she is, I would definitely encourage looking at her bio online, which we have on the Chamber's website. But again, you can come firsthand and listen to what she has to say the day of the summit, which is Tuesday, April 25th. It's going to start at 8 a.m. and it's going to be at Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. And Hawk Point, believe it or not, is right on the end of Hunterdon County as it's starting to go into Warren County. So part of their property is in Hunterdon, the other part is in Warren County. And if you have not been to Hawk Point, wow, you almost feel like you're traveling to Colorado for
it's
the
true,
day.
Isn't it?
It just it has that escape,
it's rustic
quality to it, and you mm-hmm. and you feel like you're, at least this is what I've been telling people, you're going to enjoy an education retreat for the day.
It's true. It's
so
true.
Not so that beautiful. You not that you need to escape Hunterdon County, but if you don't live in Hunterdon and you're coming to this event, it's truly going to feel that way.
Absolutely. Hawk Point, and they have so much going on over there. They're inspiring as they are. They have like 250 new buildings, teaming up with the hospital, building a library. You know, the vision of them is inspiring in itself.
What they've done to mm-hmm. that part of...
She, though, I would like to say also, Honorable Donna Simon, she's a very modest person.
She definitely is, and I think that's probably one of her greatest qualities.
Right. I agree, because when I met her, which I saw her today in the lobby here, but I didn't even realize that she was the presenter because I only met her one other time.
Correct.
And when I met her one other time, I didn't know she was the Honorable, you know, she didn't act like she was the Honorable Donna Simon. She was talking about her house, her family, and I was like really engaged by our conversation, and I find out today, oops. She's the big wig.
Very down to earth.
She's got a gorgeous smile, and she's so
very
sincere.
Very personable, and definitely very authentic, which
I
is
love
very
that.
Nice.
Yes.
So we're really looking forward to, you know, obviously Donna jumpstarting this wonderful
That's really cool.
event. Okay. And yep. then, you know, we're going to take a quick break after Donna's presentation, and then we're going to go into our breakout sessions. And again, when we're putting these events together, we want to make sure there's a flow. So our breakout speakers, we have three in total. So we have Mayor Janice Kovach. She is from the award-winning town of Clinton.
So proud of her.
Very proud of her.
So proud of that.
Very proud of her. Matter of fact, Big C and myself were talking about Janice the other day, just everything that she has done, everything that she has accomplished. You know, Janice grew up in Clinton. She went to school in the area. She's raising her family in the area. So, you know, her thought was, I'm so proud of, you know, where I'm from. And this is her way of giving back to ensure that she keeps the town obviously moving forward in a very positive direction. And my gosh, how positive can that possibly be when you're
I can't even imagine how
acknowledged as an award winning.
No, and especially because of the competition. And I mean, there's only what, two towns in the state of New Jersey that got the award.
Correct.
And she's got one.
Correct.
And it's deserving of it. You go to Clinton downtown and you just look over and say, how beautiful, how sweet. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's like she's done everything she could possibly do to maintain the integrity to the feel, look, the little river town. Like, you know, shopping.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again,
that's going to be great. And she's perfect to talk about
community
leadership roles.
You know, Janice, her main focus is that she wants women to have a seat at the table. Mm-hmm. That matter of fact, that's her hashtag. I want.
Well,
a
her
seat
book's coming out. She's
at
working
the table.
On it right now with Mariah Publishing.
So
that's the name of the book too.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
so how amazing is that?
Mm-hmm.
So she definitely wants women to have a seat at the table. Now, that could be from a school board to a planning board to a nonprofit organization. Just, you know, getting involved, being a part of your community. So she's going to really touch on that and obviously the importance of it as well.
And she's a big advocate for the intersection, again, of the millennials and the women and so on. So I'm sure that what she's going to be talking about, and she said on the radio, because you had set this up with her, you know, that her presentation breakout was going to be informal, but as she is a professional, so she's going to
yes.
be looking kind of like town hall type of, let's stand up and talk about this. So people
Very
out
interactive.
There who are interested in being, you know, a little vocal in the, you know, community here or the, you know, Women's Leadership Summit should show up because you're going to have a place to stand up and talk.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So always enjoy listening to Janice. She always has great insight.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she's another individual who is just very authentic
mm-hmm.
and she speaks from the heart and she's very passionate for what she does. And it definitely shows.
And I love her, again, her genuine love for the county, for Clinton, her roots and everything. And then she's also a total team player.
Absolutely.
Like, she is 100% an advocate for women, and she wants everyone who says anything to get the full return on whatever they're saying without a judgment.
Absolutely.
Which I love. Mm-hmm.
And I think one of Janice's greatest qualities is that she is a mentor.
Right.
She is a mentor.
Exactly.
She has no problem, you know, mentoring someone within her own age category, all the way down to, obviously, young women as well. She, at the end of the day, wants to see us all succeed and do very well. Mm-hmm. So Janice is one of our breakout speakers. We also have Maria Semple. Maria Semple is from Prospect Finder LLC. She works with companies like Constant Contact. She is a liaison for them. She also is an author. She penned Magnify Your Business, which is a great way for businesses to understand the different ways that they can market and promote their business present day, because obviously things have changed.
They change every hour, every minute,
even from last year.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She was on the radio yesterday, actually, and I enjoyed meeting her so much, and
she's so knowledgeable.
She is knowledgeable, and everyone, you know, can always use an update. I swear to God, like you say, it's like ever changing. A year ago, it was a different world, and now we're even.
I even think about 5 years ago, where we were 5 years ago when it came to marketing and promoting our companies to where it's at right now. Even Constant Contact, where Constant Contact was and where it is present day, it's night and day.
It is night and day. What about
it's
the
night
fact?
And day.
I gotta say, okay, the cost to attend the Women's Summit.
Correct.
So reasonable. Can you tell?
It's an investment.
No, because I was going to say, just go ahead for a second, tell everybody the price.
Absolutely. So if you are a chamber member or a BW Nice member, it's $80.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are a non-member, general attendee, it is $95 per person. And the day does include breakfast as well as lunch. And then obviously all of this. Great.
From 8 to 2.
Information.
Okay.
From 8 to 2.
So just again to say how just a technology, like yesterday when she was here, we were talking about how it's so important to continue your education, you know, being out there, forget the networking, awesome opportunities and everything else that goes along with being there that day. Because last year it was really seriously, it was at the Ryland.
Correct.
And it was like standing room only with anyone who was anyone and anyone who wanted to be around and meet people. And then just $100 just to listen to this one update. Then you've got all the other, you know, women and all the other opportunities. And breakfast and lunch. I can't even believe it.
So just to tie in what Maria is going to talk about. So her topic is using technology to build your personal brand. Maria is well-versed on many social media platforms, but especially LinkedIn. And what better way to market and promote yourself than with, you know, a proper LinkedIn profile and utilizing all of the resources that social media platform happens to offer professionals. And it's not just professionals, too. You know, the thing that I want to really specify is that this summit is for college students.
Mm-hmm.
It's for entrepreneurs. It's for executives. It is for professionals. So whatever your background is, if you are on a quest for knowledge, if you're searching for information that's present, that's going to have an impact. You know, our main objective this year was to provide our attendees with valuable takeaways. Sometimes you can go to, whether it's a summit or an educational event, you don't always receive takeaways from the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people search
right.
for. That's what they look
mm-hmm.
for. Like
mm-hmm.
when I take this one breakout session, what am I going to take away from it and how can I implement it into my day to day so it has an impact not only on me personally but also professionally and can have a possible impact on my bottom line.
Right. Well, Maria said yesterday, which I thought was interesting about LinkedIn, was that she has so many different clients and so on that come along that are, you know, developing a nonprofit or whatever they were doing in their small business or larger business. And she says that she finds it fascinating that they will start their LinkedIn profile And they'll completely remove if they've left the corporate world to get into something different.
Correct.
And not add those into the profile.
Correct.
And she's like, wait a second, back up. This is what made you who you are. You know, you don't need to say you're working there now, but let us tell everyone that you were, because they're going to respect the fact that this is where you are and who you are.
People
so,
want
to... That was a small tip that was worth 75 bucks right there.
Absolutely. And people love hearing your journey. Mm-hmm. You know, where mm-hmm. did you start? And how did you get to where you presently are?
Mm-hmm.
I know personally I love hearing
Me
that.
Too.
And I think others do as well.
And when they see it, like on LinkedIn, like if they open up, you'll like what you're 6 seconds to grab them and have them become a connected, person with you. And if you leave out something that could be so instrumental in the network of people that they're anchoring to you just by not having it there, just be confident, put it out there, and then let everybody else in the universe.
Oh my gosh. And honestly, you don't know what kind of opportunities it could open for you. It could be somebody's looking for somebody with your talents to be a part of their board.
Right.
It could be a headhunter who is looking for somebody with your credentials. You know, it could be even something as simple as a journalist who's doing a particular story. And guess what? You have the background that they're looking for, and now they're going to invite you on TV, or you're going to be part of an article. So
absolutely. And I'll even add, I don't know if you heard this or not, because I have said it before on other shows with the
What's
ladies that you have. Colleen is a very social media maven, right?
Yes.
So one of our clients has a board game, and in short, they've wanted to develop their retailing distribution. And that's not what we do, but we've done it and so on. Well, so she was out there with her connections, and she decided to connect out with a senior acquisition purchaser, a buyer, from one of the most prominent chain stores during the holiday season.
Wow.
30,000 units sold, and now 10,000 a month, based on one person, just one Colleen, reaching out saying, hey, did you know about this? Here's a picture. You know, and they were like, we've been trying to get to that, but we didn't have time. And then within 5 days, purchase order comes in.
Yep.
And now you're talking money, ROI.
Absolutely.
In a return on time, they're going to have to change. They're going to have to start calling it ROT or something so that we can, you know, understand the return on the investment of time.
See, and I love hearing those stories,
right?
Because that's
a real story.
That right there is a prime example as far as an opportunity that can definitely come out by using your social media correctly.
Right.
Prime example.
Right. And it's like that became like so inspiring to me that now I've been telling everybody for the last couple of weeks, and I'm also telling you that when it comes down to opportunity, when I see a LinkedIn opportunity, I'm so not afraid of reaching out to it, because that's why they're there too.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be as... savvy in the way that they understand how to pick up their messages, and they're going to learn as goes. So I don't even think people could take offense when they don't get a response, because I think a lot of people who have set up their, you know, accounts at LinkedIn, they don't understand, like, again, where she's going to present a lot of the tools and so on. They don't realize some of the things that they can do to actually maximize what they're doing. But at the end of the day, they're going to catch up. And in the meantime, you can't take it personally if you don't get anything back immediately, because basically you've got to assume there may be a little bit of catching up on their end to get where, you know, where the relationship can be developed.
I agree. And I think, you know, when it comes to an event like this, it definitely impacts you professionally,
mm-hmm.
but it also impacts you personally as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a twofold. So definitely very valuable. I know we're probably getting close to another break. So I guess we probably should hold off as far as talking about Rena.
Yeah. Well,
and her segment.
I just want to add one thing to what you're saying about personal, though, because I mentioned it yesterday on the radio. One of the benefits that I found on a personal level from being at last year's Women's Summit was that I met literally probably 10 women at that event,
mm-hmm.
and maybe 4 or 5 before the event. And a year later, I probably have like 20 so strong allies and colleagues that are like go-to people now that we talk to, you know, book publishing. They need this. We need that. It's all this small thing. The rest of the women, I can't wait to catch up with again, because I mean, it just happens that you have so much time that day. But there wasn't one thing that I didn't walk away with, including some really serious, you know, business and professional friendships.
See, and that's what I enjoy most about my job.
I bet.
So I get to sit back and watch other people connect with one another and see the opportunities that develop because you connected during that particular event. And that, to me, is just extraordinary.
It is.
I love seeing that.
And thank you. And I'll tell you that, seriously, the women that you've had on the special episodes of Talented People featuring all these ladies, one of the common denominators that they've said, and I do not believe it was scripted or even known to themselves, they just have experienced it themselves. They've said, women want to trust the person that they're working with.
Absolutely.
And they want to know the person that they're working with before they pick up the phone and call them. And so when it comes to, like, I really can't stand the word networking because it's been, like, since 2008 when Disney shut down my division.
Oh,
I was, like,
I
was shoved on the street, and it's like the word networking. It just makes me cringe. But, like, relationships.
Yes.
And having the venue to be introduced where that you're not sitting there, like, trying. I always say it, like, some people, I don't even know how to use a Keurig system yet. I have to watch ahead of people to figure out how to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
But it's like when you're not a networker / social person, you don't get anything out of it because you don't have skills to network. So you just go there and you kind of make yourself look worse, kind of like weird. And then there's the normalness of just talking to your friends, mm-hmm. you're talking to your friends, and they're like, I want you. Laura's like, I need you to meet Jeannie, which happens every other day. Thank you. And I want you to meet Colleen. And I want you, Laura, to meet my people.
Yeah.
And then you're it's just so much bigger.
It's so amazing that you brought that up mm-hmm. because I got to tell you, I just read an article, I think it was through Forbes, and they talked about how it's beyond networking. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're building community, and that should be your focus.
Right, exactly.
Building community should be your focus.
That's why, like, I love the show.
How can I add value mm-hmm. to your life? How can I add value to your business? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes networking can be very impersonable, whereas building community, you don't know what possibilities could occur by you taking that time to nurture and build those relationships.
And honestly, that's why I love about the show. And I love this for our listeners out there, because they get to listen and meet these talented people who tell us about, and there's not one, it's like going to an exotic aquarium mm-hmm. and seeing all these fish swim around. I always say it, because each one of them are so beautiful and they're all so different.
Yes.
And you just don't even realize that everybody has their own, like, forte, whatever it is they're doing, their passion, the nonprofits, the for-profits that have something that they want to share, the services. It's just so much fun to sit here, and I feel privileged that I get a chance to meet these people and also get to share with them what they do.
Absolutely.
And then you get connected, and you're the go-to people. If someone comes through.
Even think about it for a second. Like, if you just have people shift the words that they use or the mindset they have, instead of using that word networking and decided to say, I'm building community.
Building, yes.
I'm building community. I'm constructing, you know.
Right.
I'm fabricating. The results would be so much different. Mm-hmm. It would be just night and day.
And they're all, and I'm telling you, I know we're going to get back to your people and we've got to go to the break real quick, but I will say again, there's one person I'm going to call out again. I know you're going to be happy about it. Ann Thornton.
Oh, she's a prime example.
Of an awesome person.
Community.
Yeah. She, like, again, I call you Miss Hunterdon. I call her Mrs. Hunterdon. That's because I don't have anything. There's no other higher compliment than that. It's like the Miss America. It's only Hunterdon. All right, we're going into our last breaks here. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Laura Cummins from the Hunterdon Chamber. Stay with us. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Oh my gosh, what a good time I'm having here in our studio today. Talented people at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices with Laura Cummins. And she's telling us all about what's going on next week with the, it's next Tuesday actually, April 25th, 8-2 at the Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, open to women leaders, women just attendees, professionals, whatever, across the country.
Absolutely. So we have anybody who's an entrepreneur, college student, professional, executive. Again, if you're on a quest for knowledge, information, you don't want to miss this event. It's definitely very valuable, and you'll definitely have some great takeaways that you can implement into your day-to-day that will not only impact you professionally, but also personally as well. I can guarantee you that. But I think we left off with our last breakout speaker. And the cool thing about this event is we have two breakout sessions. We have three breakout sessions in total, but we have two rounds of the breakout. So you can choose whatever breakout sessions that you have, obviously, an affinity towards. So we talked about Mayor Janice Kovach, her community leadership roles, and we also talked about Maria Semple, using technology to build your personal brand. And then lastly, we have Rena Kamens, who's going to talk about professional development and continuing education. And a couple of weeks ago, Rena was in the studio with you, Jeannie, and I went to go listen to the podcast, and I thought I really knew Rena. And after listening to that podcast, I was just blown away because I learned so much more about her. Just
what a wonderful woman.
And not only that, amazing. But she's here in Hunterdon County.
Right on Main Street, I think.
And she has an extraordinary background. And she's not just working with high school students and college students. She's mm-hmm. working with women who may be in transition. Like, you were a stay-at-home mom. Now you're entertaining the idea of going back to work and just have no idea how to navigate that.
And I love when she was talking about that, because when she was explaining that about professional development as well, it was almost like, well, then here, come to the summit. So if you're out there, you're coming back
Correct.
Into the workplace, it's like, oh my
Correct.
Goodness, what a perfect
place.
Like,
if you're looking for inspiration,
you
like, this is the great, like,
nowhere to go but there.
Start off point right here.
She's so smart.
Very, oh my gosh, just a brilliant individual.
Brilliant.
And I'm very fortunate to be able to work with her when it comes to the Women's Business Forum Committee. So very glad that she is our chair, and I do have that opportunity of working with her. She's a great influence, and she provides so much wonderful insight and guidance to us. So very grateful. And then, you know, of course, after our breakouts, we're going to have our lunch, and we're going to have our keynote speaker, and very excited about this year's keynote speaker. I mean, we always put a lot of thought into who we ask to be our keynote, but this year is Kathleen McQuiggan, and she is from PAX Elevate Global Women's Index Fund, and she's coming all the way from New England to join us here in Hunterdon County. And Kathleen, with her industry being the financial industry, she noticed at an early point of her career there were not enough women in the financial industry, and most importantly, not enough women in leadership roles within the industry as well. So she's going to talk about at the summit how businesses and organizations can invest into women and why it's crucial and why it's important. Getting women on executive boards, getting them involved in nonprofit boards, getting them involved in leadership, getting them into the C-suite and so forth. So that's going to be her focus during the keynote, is to not only inspire all of us as attendees, but also businesses and organizations to take that time and to really implement different programs and systems to ensure that they are investing in women. When she was on Michelle's program last week, Michelle Heide's radio show, she had stated that 80% of women die single.
Really?
80%.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So it's so it's so important for women to have a solid plan. But even though that's not the focus of her conversation, her focus is going to be on why we need to have women
create
in leadership
and
to keep them moving forward in business.
How perfect.
So looking forward to our keynote. And then I know we're getting close to the end of our segment here, Jeannie. And again, I want to thank you so much. But I just want to give some shout-outs to our sponsors, because without them, this would not be possible. So I want to thank Ameriprise, Patton Heide & Associates. I also want to thank Financial Resources Federal Credit Union. They are our presenting sponsors this year. Our supporting sponsors are College Career and Life and Hunterdon Radiological Associates. Our scholarship sponsor is MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. Our event branding sponsor is Digital Arts. And of course, our media sponsor is Mariah Media.
Thank you.
Our program sponsors, PNC, Raritan Valley Community College, Compass Self-Storage, ShopRite of Hunterdon County, Regional Personnel Services, DeTorres and DeGeorge, and then, of course, Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. Our contributing sponsors, Tranquility Financial Advisor, Your Smile of Flemington, Crowdster, Gebhardt & Kiefer, and Starmus Corporation. So a big thank you and a big shout out to all of our sponsors. Again, without them, this summit would not be possible. So we're very grateful and very appreciative.
You've got some wonderful sponsors there, and it's going to be a wonderful day. And you've done a terrific job, Laura. We can't wait
Thank
to see you.
You
on Tuesday.
I can't believe it's our eighth year.
I can't believe it either. But I can just tell you again, don't forget, 100-chamber.org. Go to the website, click on events, click on 425, April 25. It's just this coming Tuesday at Hawk Point Golf Club for women, 8 to 2. You cannot go wrong. We promise. If you're there, come up and say hello to us. We'll make sure you meet everybody if you're a new person to our community, and we look forward to seeing you there. So, Laura, thank you so much again for being
here.
Thank
you, Jeannie.
All right. Thank you guys out there for listening to Talented People. Hope you enjoyed it. It was a great day, and we'll look forward to seeing you and talking to you again, I guess, next Tuesday at the event. Or Wednesday on Talented People. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral.